Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama is receiving praise from members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation following his State of the Union address last night. Republican Senator Scott Brown said he was glad the president called on lawmakers to set aside partisan ideology and focus their work on improving the economy. The dean of the delegation, Democrat Congressman Ed Markey, applauded several proposals, including the president's focus on manufacturing jobs and creating more renewable energy. For his take, we're joined now by soon-to-be outgoing Congressman Barney Frank, who was in the U.S. Capitol for the president's speech last night. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
I'm glad to do it. It's an important morning.
Congressman, your last State of the Union address as a member of Congress, what was your overall reaction to the president's speech last night? What did you hear that you wanted to hear, and what did you not hear that you wanted to hear?
My reaction is a highly enthusiastic one. I think it was a first-rate speech. It's one of the best State of the Union speeches I've ever heard. The president and the people who worked with him on that speech were sharp. I was particularly pleased with his emphasis on a bifurcated approach to the deficit, which is, in the near term, we have to spend some money because we are in an economic recovery. There's no question about it. It's a slow recovery from a very deep recession. The one thing that I was sorry to hear was his iteration that, in terms of the international community, America will be the indispensable nation. That's really, unfortunately, buying into the notion that we have to be the intervener of last resort everywhere, even when we're not the best ones to do it.
Let me ask you about politics in this way. Mr. Obama last night, of course, as we know, talked about levying a tax on millionaires. Do you fear class warfare coming up in the 2012 election?
No. The notion that it is somehow illegitimate to debate questions of the distribution of income or whether tax policy ought to be based more on ability to pay is bizarre. I don't know where it comes from. These are totally legitimate questions. Secondly, on the ground, in fact, we've had a kind of class warfare going on in that a small percentage of Americans, the very top of the class, has been doing very well. And the notion that you can't talk about that is simply a defense mechanism from very rich people who know they can't win on the merits.
I want to ask you another question that is certainly going to be at issue in the year ahead during the campaign. The president said last night that anyone who tells you that America is in decline or that our influence has waned doesn't know what they're talking about. But of course, a lot of Americans feel that way. It's not just the Republicans pushing back on the other side. A lot of rank-and-file Americans feel that way. So what's the president's challenge in terms of trying to win re-election in that regard, making Americans feel good about being American and making them feel good about the country's economic future?
Well, I mean, the fact is that we are improving, and his challenge is this. When you have inherited a terrible economy, Barack Obama inherited the worst economy in America that any president has inherited since Franklin Roosevelt. And one of the problems he had was because he wanted to be conciliatory and had this notion he could work with the Republicans, he never began by doing, frankly, what most presidents would have done, which is to say, wow, this is worse than we thought, because it was. What we have seen are policies that have made the situation better. There isn't any question. But the public, on the whole, doesn't say, oh, well, things are not good, but they're better than they used to be, so I'm going to be happy. Well, they shouldn't be happy. But that's Obama's challenge. It's very hard as a politician to get credit for having made a bad situation less bad. Now, we've gone beyond, I think, the point of making it less bad. And if you look at the economic statistics, we are in the early stages of good growth. Although, once again, Europe could destroy that. If Europe blows itself up, they'll do us some collateral damage. But the challenge is to have people accept improvement in what was a terrible situation as a good sign.
And let me ask you one last quick question. If you were handicapping the president's race right now, what odds would you give him in terms of winning re-election?
I think they're very good. I think this Republican nominating process has just been the most disastrous for a party that I could ever remember. I do not remember candidates for president savaging each other this much. People attack each other, but Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Howard Dean never went at each other the way Romney and Gingrich are doing.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.